If only, of course, as I always start, I feel like I start these podcasts the same way each time. But truly, these locations are getting better and better. So welcome back to the I Am Soft podcast. Thank you so much for joining. If you have listened to any of the other episodes, you'll know that every single one of them, I probably get extra excited over the location and the sounds. And today, seriously, doesn't disappoint. If you can hear in the background, there is the most incredible creek. Now, this creek is normally pretty dry when I've been here, and at best it's had just a little bit of a trickle going through. And right now, because of all of the rain that has been here over the last few days, it is actually really flowing and it's strong. Super symbolic again. I always feel like whatever location we get brought to for this podcast is always beautiful symbology that is here at the same time. Now, I am dancing and playing a little bit with the wind again, so I'll do my very, very best to protect from the wind just so the sound is as clear as possible. But bear through those times, because I feel like it's worth it. I have been here for around about 5 minutes or so. I recorded just no speaking, basically. So just a recording for you of 5 minutes of this incredible flowing creek. Now, I might post that either before or after this podcast if you feel like that's something that you just need a dose of nature and you're unable to get out there today in your own space, that you can share in the beautiful energy from nature today from this location. The water is incredible. The birds are just amazing. So let's enjoy the sounds that are provided by this location in today's podcast. And look, nothing is at the forefront of my mind at all or in my heart that I know is bursting to come through, which is kind of how we started yesterday's podcast. For those who haven't heard that part, there was a topic yesterday that's around that magnetic pull. And it just was screaming yesterday. And I feel like it was jumping up and down, just so I emphasize, because I love to put in that extra energy into those analogies and examples so we can really see it and we can really feel it, because those are the times where we can really connect it in our own life through those stories and through those emotions. And yesterday it was just really, really strong to talk about the magnetic pull. And so I mentioned it at the beginning of that podcast. It might be in the sort of 2 minutes or so at the beginning, or 3 minutes. And there was another very quiet and subtle topic that was sitting to the side, which was also a beautiful soft topic area, the art of softness. And it was sitting there so peacefully that I have learned over the many years to focus my attention to the subtleness. And I guess that's why I love the sounds and the location so much, and why I share that so much with you in these recordings that I've started. Because when we shift our attention greater than our life story, greater than our emotions, greater than our mind story, you know, our control of our mind wants to lead us down a path in our life that pretty much repeats over and over again. Even if we do something different on a day, like we wake up and it is a different day because we're going on holidays that day, or maybe we're going shopping, or maybe we're going on a road trip or something like that. Even if it does feel different to our normal day of maybe going to work or maybe we're at home, we pretty much are repeating the same day because our mind story wants to tell us the same things over and over again. And most of those things that it's talking to us about, as most of us are aware of, it's running from the past, it's stories from the past, or it's anxiety or thoughts about a future moment. And so when we get events like a magnetic pull that jumps in front of us, I feel like those times, to give an example, which we started with yesterday, was with people. So we tend to get these signs almost that we feel like that we must talk to this person, or we must be with this person, or they must be my friend, or they must be my partner, or there's a sign, there's a reason why we're being called together. You know, we really feel like, I often hear the words from people, this is my soulmate. This is my soulmate. And over time, we start to learn that that magnetic pull isn't the sign that this is the soulmate. It is just a reflection of what is within that would like to be looked at this next stage of this present moment. It might be something small, it might be something large, but right then it's calling for our attention. Now we put all of our attention then to the other person. We go, it's them. They have this puzzle piece of mine. If I'm a puzzle and I have this piece that's missing, they have that last piece. They can complete me. I need that piece. And I love that analogy, because we actually, that's what we do, right? We start to look towards that person. We might even chase that person. We might just direct our energy and our focus towards that person. And then what happens? That's where our awareness is. And we think about them. Their feelings are towards that person. And we feel like that means something for us. Something like, it's calling for this friendship or this relationship, or it's a job, or it's what, it can be any topic area. We can also apply this magnetic pull to things like addictive type behaviors. So that real magnetic pull for having a drink or smoking or any type of addictive behavior. It's that same sort of pull towards food, exercise, or the other way, a resistance as well. We just feel like there's something greater or beyond us that we must or must not do or have this thing or this person. And if we stay on the topic of people and around those words of soulmates, we tend to then focus so much to the other people or the other person. I'm just shielding a little bit from the wind here, so I'm hoping this gust will dance around us here and leave us to the beautiful peace and calm just for this time while we're speaking. But if we refocus all of our attention and energy instead of to that person, back to ourselves, what is that actually telling us? What is it showing us? And most of the time we don't want to look at this part. We can give it a bit of a name here, but really don't hold any words that I say to that's exactly what it is, because there are no words that I'm sharing here that is like, this is the only way, the thing, or in any way, shape or form. It's just an energy form using words. And if you choose to focus on different types of words, feel just insert those for you. Everybody's really different. They speak differently. They feel differently. They sense and perceive the world really differently. So rather than holding tight to any particular types of words, whether that's like a soulmate and words like that, let them go immediately. Maybe that's a word that flows through your conscious awareness and you immediately let it go and take the deeper essence or message that resonates closer to your heart. But what I love about this magnetic pull is that these are the times where, instead of giving it our undivided attention, we all know that. Have you ever crossed with a particular person where suddenly they're just a stranger and there is just something about them? You might not even really be able to describe it. Like, you were doing your life before meeting this person and suddenly your life is impacted. Now, that can be in any way, shape, or form. It might be a friendship, it might just be a stranger, it might be someone you want a friendship with or a relationship with. Maybe it's in a new work or a new job. So it doesn't really matter the setting. We all know these times where there's something that takes over that thinking feeling loop within us. We have a thought and then we have a feeling, and then we have a feeling and then we have a thought, and it goes around and around. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the times where it's repeated. It's a repeated pattern. And one of the ways we can look at these repeated patterns is through, I'm just shielding a little bit here again, it's through, we can use words like healing. It could be a shadow state. Generally, when we have something that's really trying to jump up and down and get our attention, we can refer to it as a shadow. And often we mistake these shadows as lights. We kind of go, whoa, this person over here has a bright light and I need that bit. I need that puzzle piece back. And so we start to act in ways, if we're not aware of it, that takes us down a path that creates suffering. It might not be really obvious to us at the beginning, but we all would know those times, whether it was in a relationship or whatever setting that is, that over time we start to go, this doesn't feel so good. How can I have lived my life before not knowing this person? Now they're there. Now they have all this light. I really want that light. I need that puzzle piece back. And then now suddenly things feel like they're going wrong. I don't feel so good anymore. And the more that we direct our attention to those people, if we stay in the case of relationships, but it can also be the addictions and it could be other things as well, we obviously start to feed an energy that's outside of us. And obviously, as I've said many times already in this and other podcasts as well, where that attention goes, that focus goes, all of our energy goes to the outside of us. And the reason this happens, we'll hear it, we'll go, why is this happening to me? Why is this all going wrong? Why does it feel like things aren't working out for me? Especially if this person brought an enormous amount of joy at the beginning. And we start to go, but it felt good. Like we had great times together. And why now? Where did that light go? It's gone. It might even turn into something that is manipulative or abusive. And we start going down paths that we don't even know how that possibly ended up there. How did we end up here? How do we end up in a situation where I am so far from myself? The whole beautiful topic area of self-abandonment. It happens so sneakily. It's almost like it's hidden until we go, oh, and by the time we're aware of how far we've self-abandoned, depending on that distance, we can feel so lost, so disconnected. And we might say that we feel disconnected from that person. But really what we're saying is that I'm so disconnected from myself. And in that very moment, we get to see the gift that came from the magnetic pole. If we choose to look at it, we go, oh, I see. The magnetic pull to a person or a place or a job is shining a light on an area that we might not want to look towards. A shadow, an unhealed aspect of us. We can call it trauma, whether that's big trauma or little trauma. These are words that you can filter through your heart to see what resonates. And the beautiful gift, I love to always say, when we're in those times where we're becoming aware of the gift, but we haven't seen it yet, it's like, just see that gift in front of us. We all have received a present before. Imagine a big bow on top of that present. And we can do that now if you're in this current situation where there's some form of magnetic pull in your life and it's going around and around within your field. You know the times you have the thinking feeling loops, the rumination going around and around, and we repeat it most of the time every day, whether we're aware of it or not. And most of those moments started with a form of a magnetic pull. And when we're aware enough, this is the most exciting part, we can open that bow and the top of that box, that present, and have a look inside. Have a look inside the box. Because the inside of the box is the inside of us. Because the amazing part or the awesome part of a magnetic pull to something external, that missing puzzle piece that we thought was with that person or with that place that we're trying to get to, that job or that location to relocate our home to another country maybe, whatever that addictive type behavior is, we feel like that is completing us, that we need that part to feel our wholeness. And inside of that box, we get to see that that puzzle piece was in there all along. And instead of chasing that person with that piece to say, can I please have my piece back? And we keep chasing and we keep suffering. We actually get to open the box as early in the journey as we can. And so when a magnetic pull comes in our life, we now feel empowered. We don't feel like we need to go down this track to suffer for as long as we need to suffer. We can pretty much see that is the gift already. And we can refocus our attention to what is really quiet and subtly speaking to us. Because there's always a stillness, a subtleness that's within us that will show us the way to that puzzle piece. And that person that we might have crossed with that really feels like it broke our heart or squashed us. And for anyone that's been down the path of narcissism and manipulation and anything around that space, which is another whole topic area that I won't jump into here. But if you've been down a path like that, you get to see at the end, preferably earlier, but mostly we're so squished by the end. Our soul and our light feels so snuffed out that even the ability to open that box and look inside is gone, and that's what it feels like. And so I feel so strongly about this magnetic pull when this comes, because it's the instant gift that we get to open and redirect our focus and intent and attention to that beautiful puzzle piece that was never fragmented, it was never missing. It was never in another person or a different location or a different job or an addiction. It isn't in any of those things. It was just shining a light on a shadow piece. It was almost like that piece of the puzzle was sitting in an area within us that we actually just didn't have illuminated. And that was the gift. It flicked a switch on to go, oh, there's that puzzle piece. It's almost like it dropped off the table and rolled along the floor. And we finally found it. It's like, there it is. I found the puzzle piece. It was within me all along. And I love when I'm working with people to make things physical. So if you feel like that puzzle piece is calling, where the rumination wants to go again, like the thinking feeling loop wants to go again, that you physically place your hand on the body part that truly felt like that puzzle piece affected. Sometimes people carry it in their arms, they carry it in their heart. Sometimes they carry it across their shoulders or their back. Sometimes it's migraines, it's across the head. Or the jaw, they're so angry. They have so much rage inside them. It's in their jaw. And I always invite them in those times where that thinking feeling loop might still be going, even though the puzzle piece we can see now is within. And that's our job then, to remind ourselves that we are the conscious creators of our life. And that we have the power to refocus that energy back to that wholeness. And so I always say, touch that piece. touch that jaw, your head, your heart, and feel the real connection back to our own body, because our body keeps score, as we've mentioned so many times in these episodes as well. And retraining our body to remember that wholeness in each of those moments when we truly feel like someone outside of us has that magnet on the other side that's pulling us along. Because that person isn't your soulmate. That person, or that addiction, or that location, or that new job, or that new pay bracket, or whatever that might be, isn't where your puzzle piece is lying. It's lying within you. It's sitting within you. And the funny part is, the minute we touch that spot, I love that analogy. If you place our hand now on that heart, if you have a broken heart, you place your hand on that heart, the more we do this, that part right now, if you're doing that action, the more we do this, the more we are illuminated from within and we can see clearly. That clarity is there within us. And when we do step forward, the funny part is that soulmate, that pathway to that new location, that new house or that new pay bracket or that new job or that new country that you're wanting to live in, all of those things start to unfold. They start to become clear. Because to help us move along that pathway to that next step required us to go through that gift of the magnetic pull. But we don't have to suffer. And so I invite you to practice it in, again, low resistance. Low resistance here. Let's not go high resistance. If we start with a low resistance, just like I did yesterday, it was a topic. It was nothing. It had no meaning. It had nothing within me that was going to derail me or create suffering. It was just something that was loud in the mind. And so I acknowledged it. I thanked it. I was grateful for it. It was incredible. And it's a beautiful sharing that we can have here as we sit on the creekside. In fact, that's not even the topic that I really thought that would end up speaking about. And we have now, in a really light way. And so maybe in your life, if you have someone where you truly feel is that magnetic pull, rather than looking towards them, you can do the beautiful activity of undoing the bow and looking in the box and taking out that puzzle piece and connecting it to that beautiful body part that's carried the toll that's felt like it's been missing all along. And I just feel like silence is so called for today. It's so peaceful here where I am, and there's a real silence around me. And I feel more called to share that silence with the beautiful sounds of the creek with you. So I'm going to end this particular topic, even though we can keep going about the magnetic pull, and it will come back. I know that it will come back. It will come back again and again, and we will speak about this in other topic areas. Because I feel like it's so relevant in everybody's lives, and I hear it often now where people go, oh yeah, no, I know that, Paul. There's no real words to describe it other than like a magnetic pull. And if we just consistently look at that pull and redirect the focus back to ourselves, it's the truest form of freedom that sets us free from the deeper suffering and pains and life stories that we create, that where we repeat those patterns over and over again. And so thank you for joining me on this absolutely beautiful day creekside. I'll record again. I might go a little bit closer to one of the really sort of rapidy area down there and try and capture some of that sound as well for you. And in the meantime, until we're back tomorrow, please remember to stay really soft, really kind and gentle to yourself, especially if you are choosing to take that box, that present, and open that bow and look inside, because it needs so much softness and gentleness towards self in an area that normally those magnetic pulls create enormous amount of suffering and trauma, not just for when that happened at that moment, but generally over and over again with the thinking feeling loop, we can re-experience that trauma multiple times every single day. So stay really gentle and really soft in those moments. Sending you so much love, and until we're back tomorrow, I'll find another amazing location to share with you with lots and lots of sounds. Already, take care.